It's 20 minutes, but it's funny how you can watch 20 minutes and you're like, wow, they really resolved that quickly.
Nerd On.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Nerd On, the podcast you didn't need, but you deserve. And guess what? It's Morphin' Time!
Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've always wanted to yell that, and I wasn't allowed to yell in the house when I was young. So this felt really good to do.
Yeah.
I got beat if I were you to yell it, and it was totally worth it every time.
Totally worth it. Well, welcome to, actually today while we're recording this, I know we kind of threw it out on our Instagram here. I don't know when this is going to come out exactly, but it is the 25th anniversary of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I think that's crazy.
A show that is near and dear to my heart, right? Because it was only 7 years ago. So, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
7 years.
It's like that thing where I think 30 years ago is 1970, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
But yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. This is probably the TV show that got me into, like, holy shit, there's some like
into life.
Cool stuff out there. Yeah. I had all the toys. I had the flip head toys. I had all the weapons that built into this like super gun. Do you remember that?
Yeah. No.
You had the axe, the sword, the two sai.
The axe, which was actually a gun too.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think they were all guns, right?
Yeah, I was just.
But
was
they all combined into this super weapon.
Yeah,
that
they
can
all shoot
dope.
At the same time.
I had the Megazords that you could. It was like six different pieces you could put together, mm-hmm. and then
yep,
then the movie too. Came out, and the eagle could just strap onto
just
it.
Goes right on it. Yep.
You're like, what? Retroactively fit onto it.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I'm super excited about this episode.
Yeah.
But let's go around real quick. I'm Corey.
Ollie.
I am Josh. I am doing audio stuff at the same
time.
Yeah,
he is.
So,
don't worry, we'll carry you.
Yeah.
This is Tom, because, you know, Tommy Oliver.
Tommy Oliver
Green Ranger,
over here.
White Ranger, Red Ranger, Black Ranger, all the Rangers, the best Ranger of all time.
So many Rangers.
Carries the team. I carry you guys.
I have a really special story that's near and dear to my heart.
Go.
That I'll share.
Yeah, please.
In a little bit or right now?
I can share right now, right off the top. Why not? It doesn't matter. So I, when I was a kid, I think after my first grade, I'm Persian. My parents are from Iran. We moved there and I spent my second, third and fourth grade in Iran. Mm-hmm. That's where I was. But I was totally Western kid. Like I had my Nintendo with me and all that stuff.
Yeah.
When I came
back.
You were
saying slang and riding skateboards.
So, exactly. before we came back, like a few months ahead, my dad came to like get a job and like find a place and all that stuff. When we came, he picked us up from the airport with Happy Meals that at the time had Zords in them.
Holy shit.
The best Happy Meal ever.
That's awesome.
And that was kind of like my introduction to Power Rangers. And then after that, it was all uphill.
It was all uphill from there.
So that's your first introduction to it. And then you watched the show after that.
Watched the show.
The movie.
My brother and I had the allowance to purchase one action figure. Shout out to my brother. Not one each, but one together from Target. So we like, it took us like 6 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks
to collect all the ones that were available. And they were the ones where like you could switch the head.
Yes.
Like it would like go back into its torso and it would have the without the helmet or with the helmet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that was like me with Power Rangers.
Yeah, the flip heads. I had all those. Yeah.
Pause for a second.
I just want to listen to this because I want to make sure that it's not recording like that.
Oh, okay.
Because that would fucking
ear.
Yeah, I hear you over
so,
here for some
same.
Reason.
So I'm just gonna,
I don't know why.
That's why I took this.
Oh, well. Yeah. Let's get back into it. So I was going, the flip heads. I still have all of them, actually.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have everything except the green. I don't have the Green Ranger's chest piece anymore.
Because it was a two-piece.
And it broke apart so easy.
Yeah, it has two little stubs that you just put in little
but
holes.
But I still have two Yellow Rangers, two Green Rangers, and then all the rest of them.
So. I used to love putting the gold armor piece on the Red Ranger.
Because
when they had to go get the Brachiosaurus-looking thing.
Yep.
Because all the other Zords got destroyed.
The Titaness or
that was still
like
Jason.
Yeah.
That was still
back
Jason.
Back in the day.
But I was going to say, I also have, I don't know if you remember these, they had flip heads for the movie as well, and they were all shiny. So I have a shiny White Ranger.
Ooh. I remember those.
Yeah. I'll post a picture of them next time.
Oh my God,
it's
all coming back to me.
You know, all these toys that we talk about, like these retro toys, and you're like, oh yeah, I still have them. I'll post a picture. You still have not done that.
I haven't gone home. They're all up north with my family.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I haven't gone home yet.
He hasn't gone home. We've all been held captive because of you.
Yeah.
But next time I go home.
Yeah.
We're just squeezing.
I'll bust them all out. I got Ghostbusters from the animated TV show, Power Rangers. Yeah. I got it all. Oh,
man. Squeezing the nostalgia out of us.
I have Street Sharks.
Oh, Street Sharks.
Someday.
We got to do a toy, like, show and tell stream.
Oh, you know what? Someday we are going to have Nerd on HQ. That's a building.
And it'll all be there.
And it'll all be there up on shelves and whatnot.
I thought we were going to be a turbo yacht in the middle of the ocean.
Well, that's the zombie apocalypse. Back to Power Rangers.
Back to Power Rangers.
I like it to be Nerd on Tower.
So that's Ali's kind of first experience with the show. It was getting the toys, watching it, falling in love with it, and then with his brother saving up for the rest of the toys. Josh, what about you? I kind of did mine. I was just there from day one.
Power Rangers were near and dear to my heart when I was a kid. You would come home from school. It was on Fox Kids in the afternoon. And I loved the Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. They were my jam for years and years and years. It was kind of like, because Ninja Turtles was kind of a late 80s, early 90s kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of petered out a little bit. And then the Power Rangers took over. And they were, that was the game that you played. You weren't playing Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
You weren't playing Cops and Robbers. You were playing fucking Power Rangers.
Power Rangers and Putties.
Yes.
Ding, ding. All of them get hit.
And then remember the ones that finally had the little thing on their chest? And that's where you had to hit them?
Oh, man. Lord Zedd. He was a badass. Anyway.
He was just all brain.
His whole body was all brain.
Exactly. Sinewy. And but no, I fucking love the Power Rangers. When they started going off, like when it wasn't the original.
It wasn't Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, when it wasn't Mighty Morphin, that's when
they lost Jason, Trini, and Zach.
I'll have some trivia with that.
Yeah,
but I petered off. I was getting older, but I mean. Mm-hmm.
I did too, because you're invested in those characters. You're not invested in the suit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks cool. It looks dope. You want to see the people you like put on the suit and be badasses.
Exactly.
Not these other people who showed up for
I don't
a
need
movie.
To see Rocky. I want to see Jason. I want to see Tommy. I want to see Kimberly, Trini, Zach, Billy. That's who I want to see.
But Adam.
I don't
Johnny Yong Bausch.
I'm a toad.
He was the voice actor of all voice actors.
I don't care, Tom.
I didn't know who that was at the time, though. I don't think he was at the time either. That was all after, I'm sure.
I mean, regardless.
Are you saying Jason wasn't in the movie, right?
No.
It
was Rocky.
That's why. Because we were talking about this, and I was like, I don't remember Jason at all.
Nope.
It was because my strongest memory of Power Rangers is the movie.
The movie that almost never got made.
Yeah. Fun fact about that movie. Uncle, but no, not my like biological uncle.
No, I'm saying Ivan Ooze.
Oh, yeah.
That was Ivan Ooze,
The guy was Ivan Ooze Belloc from Raiders of the Lost Ark. But my fun fact is my uncle, by proxy.
Shout out to your uncle.
Recorded the theme song for the movie. His name is Eric Martin from a band called Mr. Big. He's singing on that.
No way.
And it's the coolest thing ever to watch that movie and just be like, that's dope.
Nice.
Dope as shit.
Dope.
It's funky.
Shout out to Eric.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was totally, I got all the toys. My favorite was Saba, the Gold Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. All the Zords, you know, that was good times. You know, all my friends would get together and play Power Rangers and whatnot, but I fucking love Power Rangers. It's my jam. What about you, Tom?
You know what's funny? I think
Tommy Oliver.
Again, since I'm the youngest one here, I remember so
Dr. Oliver.
Yeah, as a kid, I went by Tommy a lot. And actually I knew myself as Tommy. Like I didn't know myself as Tom or Thomas or my other legal name that none of you will ever know.
Chitty Chitty Tom Tom.
Yeah. But if you do want to know, you should support us on our Patreon. Anyways,
support us on our Patreon. We'll tell you Tom's legal name.
My legal name, baby.
That's going to be a hidden post that's only available to our patrons. Tom's real name.
But
oh my God.
My favorite colors always change with Tommy's outfits.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, it was green. Then it became white. Then it became red. And now it's black. I'll get into it because.
But he's still, I mean.
Well,
Jason David Frank.
Unlike you guys, I'm a little younger.
Shout out to Jason David Frank.
Shout out to Jason Frank. I love him. I follow him on Instagram.
He's the. Can I just stop for a second? I know you're about to get into something, but ever since you had me start following on Instagram,
he's the best.
He is the best person to his fans in the whole
world.
He's
so nice.
That's awesome.
Shouts them out. Yep. Like, always takes a picture with all of them. I mean,
love it.
There was a big going on with the side tangent. He helped apprehend, you know, the cosplayer with like real weapons and like had guns with them.
I didn't know that.
Some kind of like convention, and then they had like be really like on top of
and
it. And it was
he teaches kids mixed martial arts.
Yeah, and he works with the guy who plays Rocky because
he's got
Jason David Frank is good with Muay Thai. And Rocky is good with the jiu-jitsu stuff or judo. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
But
go on.
Well, I was going to say, I really love it. I think he's got so much love for the thing that made him famous. There's a lot of people who get really jaded about it. And they're like, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But he is just like, he knows how much it means to people. He knows how much people love him for it. Yeah. And he loves it. It's like, this is the thing that made me who I am. Because they all came from martial arts or gymnastic backgrounds. So the only thing it did was elevate his martial arts career. And so he just gives back so much. And he's got like really great things to say about everyone he worked with. There was some online fake ass beef between him and Austin St. John, Jason.
Yeah.
And they both just went online and were like, nah, we good. Like we may have said some stuff when we were young and stupid because – I found out recently Jason, Austin St. John, when he was on the show, was like 19. Hmm. And Tommy, Jason David Frank, was actually like 23 and had a wife and kids. So like they butted head every once in a while. But he's like, but that's not anything I've held on to for like 20 years. So
yeah.
Right.
I respect both of them.
He actually has some real beef with like actual like martial art fighters.
Yeah.
And he could fight them too. But anyways.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Or NCM Punk.
Yeah.
Actually.
Anyway.
So Power Rangers, like, so again, I was younger. So I feel like I actually got into it not when it first came out. Because it's 1993, and I was like 2 years old.
You enjoyed more of the extended kind of.
Well, I remember, and it's funny because I remember having a VHS, one of those box VHS sleeve things I always talk about, and it was Green with Evil or Evil with Green Ranger.
Oh yeah.
And so it was just seeing
where they make the Green Ranger.
It was just seeing the Green Ranger, and then like getting
that evil terrible laugh. Evil laugh.
That became my template for
he
the evil.
He still
laugh.
Does that, y'all,
and it's great. I think I love it. And that's what I was like, oh, the Green Ranger's evil. I don't like him. Because I didn't like bad guys, right? Like, I was a kid. I was like, oh, I like the good guy. And later on, watching it more, I was like, oh, Green Ranger is a good guy. And he's got Godzilla Zord. And so I was like, I'm totally dope with Godzilla. I love Godzilla.
Yeah, let's be real. It's just Godzilla Zord.
It's Godzilla Zord. but I kept watching it and watching it. And after Mighty Morphin, after the entire original cast left, I kept watching it and watching it. And then I stopped because it got real weird. It got to like this Mystic Forest. I was like, I'm not about these wizards.
Is that when Saban?
That's when Haim Saban left. So, it's been a part of my childhood. Like, Tommy Oliver has always been like a big influence to me. And like, kind of being like the new guy that comes in the group, but also becomes the leader later on. I've always loved that kind of archetype.
I'm sorry. He didn't just like become the leader. Because I was rewatching it. He just is the leader. there was no like, I'm going to work towards that.
Yeah.
He becomes like the Green Ranger and Zordon's like, and now you are the leader of the Power Rangers. And it's like.
Sort of. So it's like he becomes the Green Ranger becomes a good guy, right?
Yeah.
And then he almost dies to a candle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hated. I was like, the thing that takes him down is a candle.
Yeah, it's the secret powerful camera.
No, it's not. And so.
Candle.
It's kryptonite.
He loses it. And then.
And then the white light.
Alpha 5 and Zordon are being hella like. They're being like hella sketch. And they're like, the rest of the Rangers are like, we don't want another Ranger. We don't need anything. Blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out to be Tommy. And they're like, all right, cool.
And then he's just, you are now the new leader of the Power Rangers. And it's like, Jason's like in the corner.
It made sense, though,
like,
because. He's the guy who almost single-handedly
destroys
them all.
Well, like,
and I never forgave him for it when he was the Green Ranger. I was like, I know you're cool now, but like at any moment they could trick you back into being bad.
But the dragon, a dragon whooping the shit out of like
Tiger
a T-Rex and a Sabertooth Tiger. Come on, Godzilla Zord.
Nothing on that.
Godzilla Zord is as big as the Megazord.
Dude, no. The Tiger Zord was the shit.
Nah.
We'll talk about this, but we're taking away from your story.
So yeah, I kept watching it, and I'd like to kind of bring this to a little bit of the history of Power Rangers, and something I think I shared with Ali that like he completely was flabbergasted by. As a kid, we don't notice this shit. We just see cool fighting and all that stuff, but I mean like small little Easter eggs,
oh,
like how Trini is an Asian woman, but then the yellow Power Ranger counterpart is a man.
Has no skirt.
No skirt. Because it's a localization. It's taken from the Japanese show, the original show. And what I found out recently was actually the sequences that we saw, which was quote unquote the first Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, is the 16th installment of the original.
I didn't know that.
The 16th installment of the original. And parts of the second season are still part of that. A part of that 16th installment, and then it just followed suit after that.
Wow.
So once it became a huge hit in Japan, then America brought it over and was like, cool, we're just going to take from where you guys are at, run with that, and then take the localization. And like, so what I'm talking about is like all the sequences with Tommy and Jason when they're in school and all that stuff is all shot in America. Saban, you know, had the approval to make the American localization, got the actors and everything like that, all the casting. But all of the fight sequences when the Power Rangers are in their suits are all stock footage from the Japanese Zaiu Sentai blah, blah, blah Rangers. I'm totally not going to try to pronounce it because I'm going to disrespect.
Oh, I learned it too a couple weeks ago, but I forget.
Yeah, I don't want to disrespect the Japanese culture or anything like that, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it. But yeah, so that there's that. And so the cool thing is that I think – what I love so much, I've watched Jason David Frank's Mighty Morphin Life, which is a YouTube web series that he has. And it's pretty much like goes through a year of his life. Mm-hmm. And he talks a lot about like his influences from Saban and how he when Saban lost the rights to continue producing Power Ranger shows for America. That's kind of like when things kind of went off kilter. They had so many spinoffs. They went from Zeo to like SPD. They went from Wizard Mystic Force and all these different iterations that we all lost track of.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like now Power Rangers, at least now in 2018, I'm dating this, has a little bit of like a resurgence. Is because
did they ever come back to?
Haim Saban came back, I'd say probably around 2007.
And Jason David Frank actually said he wouldn't do episodes if Saban wasn't involved.
Yes. And so that's when Dino Thunder came around. And this was new dinosaurs. And it was kind of like, is this kind of like a reboot? Because this, but it was only three Rangers. It was red, yellow, and blue.
Oh, interesting.
And I had a crush on the Yellow Ranger. I thought she was cute and she was a singer. Anyways, but then the Zordon-like character was Tommy. And it was the Tommy played by Jason David Frank. And he became the Black Ranger. And it was really cool because he ended up having to fight different iterations of himself. The cool thing is like now you have new American polish to these suits that we saw from like decades ago from the Japanese stock footage.
White Ranger too?
He looked really dope.
I never watched any of this. He does look dope. Look at that. Ranger in this Dino Thunder looks dope as shit.
And you know what? He was evil. He was evil. He started off evil. But yeah, so
He started off evil, became a good guy, and he has a chess piece.
Yeah.
So it's really just a reboot.
Oh. But it
works.
Cool.
I'm not saying it didn't work.
Well, I mean, it's weird because one of the main bad guys is part dinosaur.
Oh.
it's okay. A really weird show.
Yeah.
But I still, in a weird way, I still follow it now.
What's with the, like, feather sword thing?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. But anyways, Tommy is like
I
that.
I don't know.
And I mean, it's made such a resurgence into our culture today where, you know, we have now new video games, new mobile games on it. Boom Studios is doing their new comic book with Kyle Higgins. We'll get into that. And, you know, the new movie that came out from Lionsgate.
I also think Funko Pop has had a huge hand in a lot of resurgences of things.
It's kind
of
like
they keep bringing back classic stuff.
It's kind of like a Hot Topic where they kind of made nerd culture chic.
Yeah.
They've made it very...
It looks... I'm obsessed with Funkos. Yeah. I'm obsessed.
It's okay. It's okay.
When are we going to get our own? Anyways. But I think a little bit of the history and a little bit of where it came from could bring us into some newer topics.
I think we kind of all touched on our favorite aspects of the show a little bit.
Yeah.
But can we go around and just say our favorite Ranger?
Well, we can do that. I still want to talk about some favorite aspects for me. Like... I think the big thing for Power Rangers became for me, it was my first look at heroes. It was my first look at like dual identities. The TV show for me as a kid was the beginning of all the stupid tropes. You know, like, hey, we have to do an episode about drugs. We have to do an episode where people switch bodies. We have to do an episode where this one gets jealous with that one. We got to get one where this person's fear is. We got to get one where, like, you learn about this person's family. Where this
teenagers
one has to, like...
Teenagers have attitude.
Yeah. And so, I mean, in...
What was the original?
The original is Zordon's like, Alpha, we need five humans emotionally...
overbearing
humans. He's like, oh, teenagers.
You mean teenagers?
Which... It's Richard Horvitz as Alpha 5, who is Invader Zim. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
After that, then the entire intro for all the episodes became like, I need 5 teenagers with attitude. So that's why it's a big Mandela effect where everyone's like, oh, it says that. It's like, no, that's not actually the real line.
I can talk a little bit about favorite aspect. And this kind of ties into why it's lasted so long, too. It's a show that incorporates everything that kids like. It's got people they can relate to.
Yeah.
It's got girls. Superheroes.
Kids, it's got, they want to be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got superheroes. But it's got robots. It's got monsters. It's everything. It's true. Everything you want as a kid.
And, I mean,
it's got weapons. It's got dope fights.
There's the freak of the week. There's the lesson, the moral of like how to defeat them. It's like we have to use trust. It's like this one, you have to use your brains to beat this villain. It's like this one, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But also robots.
Yeah.
But no.
Giant robots.
You were saying that they want to be. I mean, what? Like Billy was a huge nerd and had no powers. Like,
but he was really smart.
First episode,
he had
like
the same powers.
Well, no, I mean, what I mean is like all of those guys had like karate experience or gymnastics experience.
Well,
the first thing you see when they all get jumped by the putties, he's like,
yeah.
Like even when Kimberly gets grabbed by two people, like she could still get out of it.
Yeah. He saves the day multiple times. He's the reason that Alpha 5 got unlocked. Green Ranger shut him down. He's the reason that they were able to locate Jason.
I'm not saying that he has no importance.
I wanted to be him.
What I'm saying is that I'm actually defending him.
Oh,
That's what I'm trying to say is that.
If you shut up, Corey.
Wow.
No, what I. God damn. I hate it when mom and dad fight. No, what I was talking about, because everybody was saying, that kids wanted to be. And what Corey's point was that they identified with. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, you can identify with Billy. Billy didn't strictly, he didn't really have fighting skills, nunchucks. Like, you know, he just was this guy that was very smart and nerdy and whatnot. And then he's given powers and it gives him powers. He's able to fight. He's able to, you know, he's
little Corey related to him.
I did.
You know what? The one thing I loved about this show, and we'll compare it to the movie, was that all of them were friends.
Yeah.
All of them liked each other.
Yeah.
Because this was the '90s. This is the '90s all about like anti-drugs, anti-pregnancy,
they were hanging out at the juice bar.
Anti-clubs and
which
games.
Is also a karate gym.
Yeah, it's a youth center.
Youth center.
And that was the thing. Like, you go to the youth center. You stay out of the streets, you know. It was so family-friendly, so, like, I wouldn't say progressive, but very, like, teaching the kids to, like, kind of, like, find productive ways to stay out of bad things. Like, learn martial arts.
They were
arts,
friends prior
learn
to being
gymnastics,
Rangers.
Yeah.
Even like, Vulcan Skull.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of
talk about them a little bit.
I mean, the entire show I felt like was a big anti-drug thing where it was like martial arts is my anti-drug, gymnastics, like science or dance. You know,
well,
like,
at that time, I mean, just in culture, I mean, D.A.R.E. was a big was a big after-school program.
Which I think
or,
they proved actually didn't work very well.
Oh, I'm sure.
But, like statistically, it's
but
like,
Power Rangers did.
Power Rangers absolutely worked.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I
had
don't
to go
do.
Home and watch Power Rangers. I had no time to go
but
buy drugs.
I mean,
drugs.
I would say it like, I guess for me, it educated me about drugs because I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that Power Rangers probably did better than D.A.R.E.
Well, and then also like bullying. Yeah. Anti-bullying, like Bulk and Skull,
which are, by the way, they are still best friends. Those two actors,
but you know, I love in if you watch my Mighty Morphin Life, Jesus,
you can say it one of these days, you'll get it.
My Mighty Morphin Life. Jason David Frank has his big house party, invites them. It's like so dope how like the original cast are hanging out. It's like that's so so awesome.
Yeah.
But no, I mean the bullies. Then we're like, you know, the Tweedledee, Tweedledum, I want to push you. I'm going to like try to womanize the girl. They weren't like the internet trolls of today, but they were parodied. They were made fun of.
Yeah.
And no one liked them. And it showed what bullies really were. It's like these like weak, imbecile people where like the true strength you have is within yourself and within your friends.
And the Power Rangers even saved them, even though they're dicks.
Yeah. Like there's no like justice served thing. It's kind of like, no, you always do the right thing all the time. Yeah. So
another favorite. I mean, it was my first crush.
Kimberly.
Everybody's first.
Original Kimberly. Bay. Original Bay.
Yeah.
I was going to say Tommy, but no.
I was the original Bay.
That was my first, like, because I talked about on the Disney episode how Maid Marian was, like, my first, like, crush, but this was my first human crush.
Yeah. You, like, your real, like,
non-cartoon.
That made you start feeling
that I was
things
like,
inside.
Like, oh,
why
girls.
Do I feel weird?
Yeah. What, that's,
girls?
My pants are getting
girls.
Tighter.
Cooties.
Oh, man, I now love. Tom. I was in love with Amy Jo Johnson.
Oh man.
A to the double J.
That name too.
I watched, she did, I don't know if you guys are aware, but she like recently did a show in Canada.
Yeah.
Like a cop show in Canada. And I watched like half that, like half of a season because of her.
Well,
I was like reliving Kimberly.
That's legitimate.
I remember I was a kid watching that and then watching Disney Channel stuff too. Mm-hmm. I remember Disney Channel used to have like late night oldies playing like from like 11 to like maybe 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And she was in a movie called Susie Q.
Oh my god, Susie Q's a great movie.
And so ever since I was like, I have to watch it because my wife's there.
Yeah, she's in it the whole time.
That's my 100% thing. Like, I don't care how bad the movie ever is going to look. Nothing Susie Q is. But I will watch the movie.
That's why I've seen every Rachel McAdams movie.
Yeah. I will watch
every Kate Beckinsale movie.
Yeah.
I'll watch every Nina Dobrev movie.
And she's in Pink that whole movie too.
Yeah. And so for better and for worse, the casting for the show.
Mighty Morphin?
Yeah. For how racially terrible it was. But the thing is like every character had their own niche and it made it so that I feel like everyone had their own way to identify, back to Josh's point. Like, Billy, you know, like if you weren't the confident guy that was strong and all this stuff, like, but you had Jason, who was, like, your buff friend who, like, helped you out.
I feel like there's an aspect in each one of them you can relate to.
Yeah, but then also, the cool thing I like Jason. He looked like he was an implant from Beverly Hills 90210 into there, except, like, he was, like, I could bully you, too. It's like, so don't mess with my friends.
Yeah.
And then Trini's very, like, hey, be smart, but also know how to kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and everyone just, and Zach was just like, yo, I'm gonna be your friend. I know dance. I can kick ass too, but I really want to just hang out.
I'm missing one of my fingers.
Yeah.
That whole thing. You know that?
No.
He's missing one of his fingers.
That's okay.
I just never knew that growing up. You never noticed it.
He dance fight. Yeah. He dance fights. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With his own martial arts.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what I love. Like, each character had your own way to identify with somebody in there. And the thing is, like, if you didn't, then you wanted to be one of them. As a kid growing up, like, I don't know, to me, those are like the ultimate role models, I guess. And I think that's a really sad thing for me to say. It's like my fictional characters.
I don't think it is.
Are more role models than some of the people I grew up with in human life. Yeah. But
I think that's part of nerd culture.
Yeah.
I think there are heroes I have that aren't real that.
Because real life is hard.
Real life's hard, guys.
Well, also, we don't ever get to meet those characters.
No.
Right? They always go to stay great and awesome. And if they aren't, then, you know, there's a lesson behind it.
I'd like to shift a little bit to the movie.
The first Mighty
Morphin movie.
Oh, okay.
It's the only one I've seen.
Okay.
Mighty Morphin, Ivan Ooze movie.
Ivan Ooze playing his piccolo, destroying stuff. Time to pay the piper. That movie was...
awesome.
Yes.
Incredible.
Okay.
That is my
opening sequence, jumping out of a plane, skydiving, surfboards, holding out together.
With their colors. Just
is like the best thing. I was like, I want to do this so bad. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that this year. I don't give a damn.
But the suits in that movie.
Looked so damn good.
Looked so cool.
And when they're in the construction yard and they're fighting the little purple dudes and then they have to go night vision mode and their eyeballs turn into flashlights. It's this is the best
thing. Yep. There's a little behind the scenes fun fact. For a minute, they played with the ideas of when they talk to each other, having visors or mouthpieces on. And there's behind the scenes footage. You can look it up. It looks so awful. Bad. Because it's the first time they had them in their suits. Mm-hmm. They're like, we should show their faces in the suits. And they came to set with it. And everyone's like, we shouldn't show their faces in the suits. It's really bad. But yeah, man, that was...
But this was like American produced film. So like they had to start everything from scratch. That's why... And that's the thing that got to me, like, I think as a movie magic kind of feel for the first time. Because that's... to me kind of revealed like the stark difference at the time between the production value they put into TV versus movie.
Yep.
Because the command center is so much better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Way better. Obviously, they have like a different Zordon character and like it's all super shiny. Alpha 5 actually looks like he's not a piece of shit. Like
there's actual cinematography with the fights.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's just...
Oh, it's not so like... like balsa wood, like the word walls where they're like,
yeah,
good.
One sad thing.
There goes the whole building. Someone sneezed.
Yeah.
The one sad thing I would think about the movie is like, we lose dinosaurs and then we just get
I'll be honest.
Modern animals.
I know they made a joke about it. I can't get over the toad thing.
It's a frog.
Yeah, it's a frog.
I know, that's, but I'm saying that.
Johnny Yon Bosch.
I'm saying that because that's his line. I'm a toad.
Ichigo.
You're a frog. I couldn't get past that. I would be so pissed. I would be.
Is that your only reason why you're just so like?
No, I the fact that he became that, I was like, what? This guy that, because in all the anime shows, he's always the hero. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, he was just Adam. He was just Adam. And the cool thing is that, like, so when Saban came back, Jason David Frayne came back, and they've done, like, a lot of anniversary episodes. Mm-hmm. They do, like, a full Red anniversary
episode. Dude, and Jason came back?
And they did one where, like, there's called the Mega episode where all of the legacy heroes come back, and Jason David, Green Ranger is leading all of them. And Adam is one of the other, like, general leaders. And he's, like, in his old Mastodon outfit. I'm like, this is.
It's so cool.
This is, yeah.
It's that's awesome. Cool.
But they have, it's a big war too. And all the different Dino Thunder, and someone, it's really cheesy because someone starts naming them. He's like, look, Dino Thunder. Yeah. Look, Mighty Morphin. It's like, we know. We get it.
But for all the kids that were like born in 2000, don't get it. But so back to the movie.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, go home and watch it. Go to your grandma's attic.
It's somewhere. It's probably
one of those
white
clam shells. Was it white or is it black? I think it was white.
Yeah, like probably.
Clamshell. There's a picture of the Earth. There's all of them lined up on top with a little bit of little Rita and a little egg on top of the Earth. Go watch it. It's a movie. Just pretty much Rita opens
up this
Ivan Ooze egg, and then Ivan Ooze is purple looking Apocalypse from her the
and
new Zed, Apocalypse
Zed's
movie.
Yep. Zed's throughout the whole thing. They're married.
Well, the funny thing is that like, I think I loved about Power Rangers too is that like the big baddies became like the sidekicks of the next big baddie.
Yeah.
Because, like, Rita and Zed became, like, idiots. They became Bulk and Skull to Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
Ivan Ooze
was terrifying as a kid. Can I just
throw
that out? Also, they got, like, an esteemed actor to play it.
Hmm. Well, that's how you get a good bad guy.
Yeah.
You get a good actor because being a bad guy actually takes some...
Because it can turn out real cheesy.
Yeah.
But I remember being scared of him as a kid.
never. At that time, I think Play-Doh and those like green slime putty things were toys at the time. So I was like, I ain't scared of that. You throw it on people's face and you mind control, whatever. But
and the birds scared me too.
Oh, yeah. The bird people. Which I was going to say, going back to that planet, I think a secondary crush happened for me.
With the bird people?
Yeah, the little sticks. And
the bird people were like, ah!
And her, like, her open midriff.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do I feel this way? No. Like, why does Power Rangers make me feel this way, Mom? I don't get this. It's like, is there something with the pterodactyls and the triceratops that I need to be spoken about?
I don't know. Ivan Ooze is pretty terrifying looking.
No, yeah, he's not. As a kid, I was scared.
He looks like Apocalypse from X-Men Apocalypse. It's not scary.
No, X-Men Apocalypse looks like him.
That's the thing I was going to say. Like,
it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Of course. But the movie ends. I don't know. I loved the movie because I remember when it ended, they got the ninja outfits, which were kind of lame looking to me. But then they got back into their new Zords. Tommy became from the Tiger Ranger to the Eagle.
They have two forms, right? Yeah. They had the they could like morph into their ninja the form and then their regular
and
Mighty Morphin form.
Their Zord, which I loved, wasn't like a rock'em bop'em soldier thing. He can actually do aerobic like acrobatics and like roll around, jump, do backflips, fly, which I thought made for a good like CGI fight scene when I was a kid. Obviously, you look back at
Tom. Bad.
Yes, sir.
You know so much.
Back to my point, we were talking about the frog.
Pretty.
How mad would you be if they were like, yo, eagle, da da da, frog? You'd be like, that moment in that movie where he's sad was very real for me. Because it's like, why is the Black Ranger going from Mastodon to frog?
I'm going to do a huge side tangent.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Because
tangents are
I
welcome
had that
here.
Feeling. You know why? Because you could go online and figure out what your Patronus is in Harry Potter, and my shit's a vole. Which is a tiny little rodent that mates for life. And I was like, cool. That's what I wanted. Exactly what I wanted. So I get him. And maybe that's why I care about him so much.
Because it was ape, wolf, bear, crane, eagle,
frog.
I'd be like,
frog.
What?
Hey. But you know what? That frog whipped around one of those little bug machine things' legs and then pulled him in. I mean, Triceratops has like a chain thingy. I mean, there's ways you can do it. But
made me sad.
Also at the very end of the movie, like after Ivan Ooze has been destroyed, everything's all back to normal.
Spoilers.
Whatever.
Jeez.
It just ends with
hope you went and watched it and paused this.
It ended with them on the pier watching like fireworks and like this like cool pop rock theme starts
Everybody's
playing.
Dead.
And you're just kind of like, oh, this is like This is like what a teenage or like a little kid's action movie feels like. So as a kid, your emotions are like on the nth level. I don't know. I get a, I think if I watch it now,
you get a raging nerd on.
Yeah. A raging child nerd on.
That's okay. Yeah,
I also had those ninja toys too from the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had those. The buttons were on the back, and they would like kick and punch and stuff.
Going back to toys and talking about like the history of like, you know, being the 16th installation, and they localized it. I think I had the toys from when they were from Japan because these were like not normal 6-inch action figures. They were like 9-inch to 11-inch.
Oh yeah,
and they had like movable limbs, and you could move their fingers. But the thing is, all of them had like a weird action button. So like, I remember the Blue Ranger could like karate chop a lot.
Oh, and weird.
Then like. They were like Barbie's doll size. I remember I like my sister had Barbie dolls. I would like stand them next to each other because they were the same size, but proportions were all different. But I had those and I was like, these look super dope. But it looked like something you totally see like at like a random gift shop. That's like, is that real or is that real? Like, but I love those toys.
I don't know if you can remember. You could buy the ooze.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I had that. I smelled that. Terrible.
Of course.
Yeah.
Smelled god awful.
Like in a box. Toys back then, like you had like Stretch Armstrong.
I had that. I broke him.
Yeah, I think sad. Everybody did. And the ooze that was inside of it.
Yeah.
There's that weird petroleum jelly inside of him.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you telling me? So, so now we talked about the original movie. Let's talk about the remake. I unfortunately didn't get to see it.
How much do we want to talk about then?
I want to talk about all of it.
Probably not
care.
A little bit.
I don't care.
I want to talk about a lot of it.
You want to talk a
little bit? I'll talk about a lot of it. Let's talk about it.
I wanted to enjoy it.
Okay.
And
that is like the last famous words of every critic in the world. I wanted to enjoy this, but.
Because I was like, seeing the trailers and stuff, and I was like, I'm not going to give a crap for the new suits. I'm not going to give a crap for the way the Zords look or anything like that. I'm going to go into it and be like, all right, let's see what's going on. And like, I really enjoyed it for most of the movie. Like the first and second act, I was feeling really good. And then I feel like or decent. And then like the third act came and I was like, oh wait, we're at the third act already. And like, there's so little Power Ranger action in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. There was something you told me about this.
I was so sad about it. Yeah. So the movie is 2 hours long.
Yeah.
That's 120 minutes for everyone at home.
Yeah. So the last, and that includes the credits. So the last 22 minutes is where you get Power Ranger action. 2 minutes.
Of those 20 minutes.
Of the first 2 minutes of them is fighting in their suits.
Yeah.
A bunch of rock monster dudes. And then 20 minutes of Zord action.
So you only get two minutes of suits?
Yeah. I went back and I was like, this felt weird. So I went back and timed everything.
Wow. In the episodes, it was always like half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was always
yeah.
half suits, and then the thing would get too big, and they'd be like, all right, Zords.
But the funny thing about in the show, it was always like, we're going to get our asses handed to us. All of a sudden, they're just teleported back to command. It's like, did you not, like, hey, let's leave? It was just like, boom, they got hit, commercial break. All of a sudden, back at command center. Yeah, man, we don't know what to do. It's like, woo!
How
did you escape?
It's because of the Japanese.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this, because I want to talk about the not
movie.
Qualms, but just funnies.
You watched it?
What?
The new Power Ranger movie?
Yeah.
I loved all the Green Ranger stuff.
You mean the Rita stuff?
Yeah.
Spoilers!
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Rita's the Green Ranger.
So
I figured that out.
Elizabeth Banks
you could see,
plays
well,
Rita
She has
Repulsa.
The staff in the promos with the little morphin thing in it.
The thing is that was no knowledge. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Well,
go on.
Well, what I was going to say is that, like, watching the new movie, I was actually kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool, getting a little bit of backstory.
Yeah.
But if you watch Power Rangers,
the original,
you start getting... Oh, okay. I see where they go. Oh,
they
okay.
went with that.
Okay. I see where they went with. Oh, okay. I see. It's not like they just pulled it out of their
ass.
So
one
there
thing,
is some stuff.
So the thing that he's specifically saying, so the green with evil?
Yeah.
Rita has.
It's supposed to be green with envy, but it's green with evil.
Rita has the Dragon Zord coin, and she creates her own Power Ranger, the Green Ranger. And we'll talk about that, how it leads into the comics, which is really cool. But in the new movie, Rita Repulsa is the Green Ranger. And Zordon is the original Red Ranger.
Well, was.
Was, whatever. Whatever
Which
happened.
Is Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, whatever
previous generation.
So the first sequence you see in Power Rangers is a bunch of aliens getting destroyed on this, like, destroyed planet, landscape, whatever, apocalyptic. And
Which is
Rangers
Earth.
Are getting shot, destroyed. It looks like the short film that I think Katie Sackhoff was in and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone made a big deal about it. And the Red Ranger all of a sudden like takes off his suit, and then you see Bryan Cranston crawling through like the muck and the trenches and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, it's not really, I mean, it's
whatever. Well, it's his face, no?
Yeah, it's like an alien, like... You don't see Bryan Cranston.
Right. Alien played by Bryan Cranston. Anyways, who's a Red Ranger.
That just went on for a while. So and, now I want to know.
And then, so it kind of sets the plot in motion where you realize that the Power Rangers got killed off. You don't know why. And you just know that it's Rita. And then, you know, Zordon becomes, you know, the wall, the face in the wall thing. And you end up finding out slowly and slowly that Rita was the Green Ranger. And she had her own power gem, and she wanted to be the most powerful one. It, like, ended up turning her because it's an evil one, yada, yada. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. I didn't like some of the liberties, like, they made with Goldar, how he's made out of gold.
Yeah,
yeah.
I felt like having some of the original, you know, like, things like, oh, there is a Goldar is nice. It's good, like, fan service, but changing him completely to, like,
completely
not like, this blubbering idiot. I don't
think... Would you prefer the blubbering idiot?
I would.
Not like a blubbering idiot, but almost maybe like...
Well...
Like someone that served like a Bane purpose. I don't like the way they did Bane in Dark Knight, but like he's the muscle. He's the one that does all the thing. But I'll tell you this right now. When Rita first got like reanimated, that was scary. Mm-hmm. That was like scary when she's like murdering like little security guards or cops. I was like, should not be a kid's movie. Like this is actually kind of horrifying. That she's sucking the life out of things and like stalking them. But I mean, the movie, like you said, like was pretty much an hour of just teen angsty stuff that shot like a Transformers movie.
Right.
Where, I mean, there's cool stuff. And then, you know, like I was mentioning before, they do an exact opposite of the original series where none of the people like each other. It started out like when I watched it, it looked like a moody Breakfast Club where they all have detention.
It is.
They
moodier than Breakfast Club already is.
Like, way moody. What are you talking about?
Way more. And the entire time they were in Zords, they...
No, Dad!
They had
what
no
about
mask
you?
On.
They had no visor. They had, like, the weird... Their helmets, because it's all, like, Transformer-y
they
stuff.
They had what you wanted in Mighty Morphin. Like,
pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, it pulls it back for the entire, like, 20-minute Zord.
Oh, sequence. Weird. Yeah. Here's a fun little thing I just, like, remembered about Bryan Cranston being involved with Power Rangers.
He was in the original series.
He was in the original series twice as the voice of two monsters, and he's the reason that Billy Cranston is named that. The guy who wrote for the original series was friends with Bryan Cranston and was Billy
cool
Cranston.
I'm sorry, I'm spacing out because my mind just blew
got
up.
Got Bloom? Yeah.
Bloom? Got Bloom?
Yeah. Got Bloom. Orlando Bloom.
But anyway, so it's cool that he's still involved with the series.
Yeah.
That was really awesome.
It was a good pick. It was a good choice.
The moment he got put in there, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to definitely watch this movie. Because, I mean, there was nostalgia. There was a fact of, like, I hope that that new generation of kids can enjoy something that I enjoyed in a similar way, but not different. Because, you know, it's a different generation. We have iPads and phones and stuff like that. So it's doing we're going to be
people's attention spans the humor are much shorter.
I like the humor. It was genuinely funny. I didn't roll my eyes at like anything. Nothing was like super cheesy to me.
Yeah.
So that was like, okay, this is headed in the right direction. And then like, I have high hopes. I'm going to see the second one. I'm assuming they're going to make a second one.
It may or may
not.
Did
it do well? I don't know. I don't know.
It did. Not good enough to where it's in question.
Got it. Okay.
And I think they're trying to like get it with like the DVD sales and like any type of merchandising. Because I think they want to do it. I think they've written the script for it.
Yeah.
But I know Jason David Frank, he was out of the loop for a really long time. And I think it was until like Lionsgate was like, hey, can you make an appearance? Him and Amy Jo Johnson. Which is really cool. Dope. It's
it
a reason
great.
To watch it.
I'm glad they put it in there.
Yeah.
I will say I, about I just, go ahead.
Never mind.
No, I was just going to say one thing about last thing about the movies. What broke my heart in the original one was seeing Zordon
die
as a little gray raisin.
Oh,
like just sad and yeah.
Makes me think of those California raisins. You know, the ones that used to dance.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But my question was, does Bryan Cranston look like that in the film?
No, he looks.
Well,
dope.
I mean, it's the right color.
He's like grayish.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing, so like you know, Zordon was like a tube.
Yeah.
Like, he's along a wall.
Oh, he's his like a plasma
he's
screen.
Like a curved wall.
Like, he's a curved screen.
Yeah, but his
HDTV.
Face coming out.
You remember those...
Oh, he's a 3D TV.
Yeah.
With a curved screen.
You remember those things when you were a kid that were like a thousand nails?
Oh, yeah.
And you put your hand in it, and it would make, like, the image on the other...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
kind of
like that.
That's what they did with
him. Okay.
You put it on your face.
So he's got a 3D TV version of the pins.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool. I like that.
So, I mean...
Can I... What I was going to say is, if it weren't a Power Rangers movie, we'd probably be okay with it. It's kind of like one... Just wait. Just wait. Good golly. Miss Molly.
Mr. Molly to you.
Mr. Molly. Well, it's kind of like I think we were saying earlier, like, with... Corey and being avidly against the Jumanji movie.
Jumanji.
And Gamungi. I've seen it. Gamungi. I've seen it. Loved it. Tom saw it.
It's a popcorn movie. I enjoyed it.
It was okay. But if it were not related to Jumanji, people would be okay with it? Is that what we were kind of?
Let's say it like this. For me, where I sit right now, I'm more okay with this, someone saying like this is their run of Power Rangers than someone saying this is Rian Johnson's run of Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
I think this made more honor to the Power Rangers that what Rian Johnson did to Luke Skywalker. Because what I was going to say, one thing I really, really, really loved in this was that Zordon wasn't all knowing and all perfect.
He had flaws.
Yeah, he had a lot of flaws.
So his main thing of like getting the kids to become Power Rangers was so they could activate the morphing grid and he could get his powers back and take down Rita. And then at the very, there's a part at the end where Billy is
pretty much dead. Died. Yeah, he died.
Whoa.
And then the only thing that could take him back was power from the morphing grid. And then they got it, and it was a point of like where the Jason was like, do I give it? Jason, who's played by the douchebag in Stranger Things
Billy.
Season 2.
Yep.
Jason, played by Billy, who saves Billy in God. He has to make a decision like, do I give the power to Zordon or do I use it? And he gives it back to Zordon, and Zordon has to like then go back beyond his way because he's like, there's new Power Rangers. I'm no longer that. That's not my way anymore. That's not my path.
So he saves Billy.
And I thought, I was like, that is more development than any of what I saw Luke Scott go through. But I don't know. I thought that was cool. Like the fact that there was generations of Rangers. Because in the American adaptation of the original series that we saw, it was like, you are known as the Power Rangers. They're famously known around the universe. Like, no, they're not. We don't know about them. And this one here just shows you a little bit of that backstory. Yeah. It gives you some reason to believe.
Yeah.
And it plays off very much like the pilot episode where, like, the kids don't want to do it at first. They come back and they try. They don't get their powers immediately and all that stuff. They train a lot, which is, I like the showing the development. That they don't get their powers right away like Rey does in Star Wars.
Because I'm going to see it when I can rent it. Having not seen it, and maybe you can maybe attest to this, the suits?
I
want to hear your opinions on those.
I'd say that the story is written like to be a Power Rangers movie, but there's could be more polish in terms of like just how aesthetically it looked like. Because the main thing they needed to sell it as an alien thing, and that's why like in the middle they don't have their sigils. They don't have. Yeah. They just have like this glowy.
It's the diamond.
Yeah. Well, it's a diamond, but it's like a glowy galaxy inside their chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really weird, but. And the dinosaurs look kind of weird too.
I would have preferred it to be a little bit simpler than it was, but I didn't like actively dislike it or anything. I thought they looked neat.
In the original series, they don't have the sigils.
No, yeah, you're right.
It's in the movie, right? Yeah. That they add them. But like, I just they looked so far off from what I wanted.
Yeah.
I liked the bright color, like the original suits. The bright colors, the defined lines. Like, I loved those. I thought they looked so cool. To this day, I still want the sweater that looks like that.
The only reason I was really okay with it is because Zordon kept referring to it as your armor. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's your armor. It's your armor. It's your armor. Like, he said, like, a bunch of times in the movie.
That's okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm okay with it being more plated or, like, whatever it is as opposed to, like, a skin tight, like... Like
I get
or,
that,
or even like a flight suit or whatever,
which I'm okay with, because like in the Mighty Morphin version, it looks more like armor, but they still kept a really clean aesthetic. To me, this looks like how Transformers looks to
exactly.
My eyes.
It's overcomplicated. I had the problem, a mouth opening piece. It's like
I had the problem with the Zords. That's where it got. Yeah.
Goldar
like,
looks super.
I don't need that to look because I
well weird. Like the T-Rex has like a rocket cannon in his back. The Mastodon has like 12 legs.
Well, I couldn't remember that it was a Mastodon, and I was like. While I was watching this, I was like, what am I even looking at? What is that thing? I don't even know. I was trying to remember what animal it was.
It had what I thought when I was watching it. Yeah.
Was it the frog or like, I can't remember.
Is it a frog or an elephant? Like. Which is a question no one's ever asked.
Because it's like way overly designed. And then he flies by every scene and it's all crazy cut action, you know, like modern day action movies there, are.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say that the Zords, like I personally... There were only a couple of scenes that you could really tell what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
It is kind of like we've said about Transformers where it's like, oh, what? I think that was cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was cool.
My brain
tells
me it's cool because at a base level, flashing images creates dopamine in my brain. Like That's where it's at.
Shiny.
It's the reptilian part of your brain.
Well, we talked about that, right? We watched a video on that.
There's a video essay that talks about it. Talks about.
I didn't really enjoy them. I thought it was an overcomplication.
I wish the suits, and maybe they'll revamp them for the second one. I just wish they looked a little more true to the source material. Yeah.
For anyone in the world that's listening that is probably in charge of that stuff, Ironhead Studios makes great suits. Ironhead Studios makes all the Marvel and DC costumes.
Is that the one they didn't go with?
I don't know.
For Apocalypse?
Yes.
Okay. Because have you seen that? Anyone can check that out. Original Apocalypse.
Made by Ironhead Studios, which is in Van Nuys, Burbank.
It looks amazing. It looks like right out of the comics.
It's great.
And then they went with something else. Then they went with Ivan Ooze.
I would recommend that because just make it look a little bit more simpler. Like, just make it like more Captain America's outfit.
Yeah.
Like,
you could tell.
Oh, yeah. Captain America's outfit's dope.
They're great. I mean, or make it like Black Panther's outfit. Like, it looks armor plated, but it's movable.
Yeah. You know, it like doesn't have to be like, I'm not a fan of overusing CGI.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like when I was watching it, it's like Goldar was just like, I liked Goldar from the original Mighty Morphin Power. I mean, he was an idiot, but he was fun to.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And he could still kick ass.
I would love to see a modern day version of Goldar.
That shot from below when he gets giant, he's like, yeah. Like, oh shit.
I mean, if anything, like the Flash's suit from the new Justice League movie would probably been a good.
Yeah. Like, it's got defined bright colors. You can see what's going on.
There's battle scars. There's a little bit of intricacy that doesn't need to be in there. But
the little, this is, I don't, did you find?
I did.
Image. The little blue veiny things. I think if they got rid of those.
Yep.
That would be
everyone has blue. Why is everyone blue?
Yeah. The helmets are good.
I'm gonna argue that. I don't like
the helmets. You don't like the lips?
No.
Well, I mean, the lips
looks like they're pouting.
Yeah. The original had lips, but then also they could just have like, you know, the mouth guard that Optimus Prime usually has, which would be so cool too.
I just think there's a lot going, too much going on with each one.
Yeah. You see those blue veiny things across the entire
suit?
It's
a less is more situation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I know the original ones did have lips on them. It's not the lips that are giving me. It's
like,
the whole
thing. Why don't you take liberties there?
The thing about it is, in the original one, each of their helmets looked like the dinosaurs, and they're kind of going for it there, but it misses the mark for me.
It's they're all
similar. They forewent a lot of design to make sure that they could pull the visors back.
Right.
And I don't think they need to do it. I don't think they need to pull it back.
Some spoilers for you, Corey, but something that I really enjoyed and I loved. And I remember in the theater, I was sitting on gum, but I was still happy to see this. When they get the Zords, they do the Go-Go Power Rangers theme.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I was like, oh, this is it.
And you see Tommy and Kimberly.
So you love that?
I liked it.
I felt it had no place in the movie.
To me, I was just like, this is it. Because it's funny. I was talking to a friend, Netta. Shout out to Netta. Talking about hero stuff and things like that. Like, what's happening with a lot of the characters now is, like, you're not seeing a lot of, like, triumphant moments where, like at the nick of time where a woman's falling from a building, all of a sudden, boom, got caught.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the hero part.
Right.
So this, to me, felt like, cool, they got their powers. Now it's time to kick some ass. Or it's like, now it's time to save the day. It's like, cool, this is it. It wasn't, like, pomp and circumstances, like, just actually be in the moment at the right time in the right place. It's like, hey, we gotta go.
What up, Josh?
Can we return to the source material real quick?
Yeah,
because I would like to talk a little bit more about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we were laughing about this before the show, but the acting,
it's terrible.
God.
Oh yeah.
So
it's so wonderful.
Well, it's also the writing too. Goes hand in hand.
Yeah,
I mean, it's 20 minutes, but it's funny how you can watch 20 minutes and you're like, wow, they really resolved that quickly.
That's the thing, yeah.
Well, I mean,
it was friendship, guys, all along.
Always every time.
And as a kid, we don't notice it, but now watching as adults, and we're just like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's anything. You revisit, you're like, oh, man, I was a dumb little kid.
No, I mean, it's like Tom said, it was made for teaching you morals.
Yeah.
They need to make it simple, because kids aren't going to follow complex storylines like that.
Because parents aren't going to let kids watch violent fights without.
Actually, there was a big complaint between season one and season two that they had to get rid of the weapons. So they have pistols in a lot of the early episodes, and then they don't have them anymore because parents complained. Just like how they complained Ninja Turtles 1 and 2, there's no weapons in Ninja Turtles 2. And you're like, that's fucking half the character is their weapons they use.
That's what a ninja is.
You see Michelangelo flipping sausage links around. And
doing a Jackie Chan.
Anyway. Oh man.
But parents, it's like, not a
Leonardo,
big deal.
Leonardo, you have swords
there
on
was
your back.
A, there was a study that just
whining
came out.
Whining about Mortal Kombat. Come on.
There was actually a study that just came out like a week ago proving that video games do not lead to violent tendencies.
No, they let you they let you get it out.
Yeah.
They let you get it out so you don't actually do that in the real streets.
I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I want Tom to talk on the comics for a little bit because I've read one and I've seen a lot of images from them and they look dope as shit.
Yeah, they look awesome.
So
they look really cool.
So like I was saying, with the resurgence of Power Rangers coming back into like the mainstream now, Kyle Higgins, who I've had the pleasure of meeting, shout out to Kyle Higgins. Awesome dude. He was a Chapman fellow. He made a film about superheroes in Union, and it was like it was a period piece. And when he did that, DC Comics was like, yo, like, could you do some Nightwing? And then when we started doing some Nightwing comics, later on, you know, through the grapevine, he ended up starting working at Boom Studios. And Boom Studios started doing the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic books. And and Power Rangers have always had their own comic books, but this was a very serious retcon, a take on it. And and the first issue takes place
back
right
to
after
Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, takes place right when Tom becomes a good guy, when he's out of Rita's control.
White Ranger. Oh, no, Green Ranger, good guy, yeah.
Right out of Rita's control, he's a Green Ranger, and he's fighting, images or hallucinations of Rita, telling him, like, you're going to let everyone down, no one likes you, like, Jason's the real leader, people have to save you, people wouldn't save Jason because he could take care of himself, like, people care about Kimberly, they don't care about you, like, Billy's smart, like, all this shit, and it's, like, a really, like, the one thing I loved about it, it also showed parents. And it showed like how they have to defend their parents, which I loved that they did that in the movie. But the really cool thing, I think, the explosive traction that the comic book is getting is that it's starting to open up new worlds. So what happens in like one of the first issues is that Rita's like the green, the dragon coin is creating green chaos energy, and it opens up a rift to another dimension. Yeah. And in this other dimension is a whole like planet of Power Ranger generals. And so there's really cool stuff where, like, there's a Red Ranger general, and he wears, like, a cape. And then there's, like, infantry, like, Black Rangers, and they all have machine guns. They're all they're all fitted with their, like, with the stock outfits that we've seen to have, like, better outfits and better armor. So cool.
And then there's the big bad guy whose outfit is
Lord Draken, and is a, like, amalgamation.
Yeah, amalgamation.
Of the White Ranger and the Green Ranger.
Oh, wait, I've seen.
So cool.
Jason David Frake
has a cosplay outfit of it because a fan made it for him.
It's baller.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So cool.
It's like the dragon like mold, but with the white and gold look on the face.
And then the shoulders and the chest piece.
The shoulder plates are green and gold. And it has the dragon symbol on it.
It's so cool.
The thing is that he can co-opt the green power morphing grid. And the cool thing that they explore is that the morphing grid that the Power Rangers use is different than the Green Rangers power grid. And so why is that? Why do I bring that up? There is a part where they all lose their powers and they can't access the morphing grid. And they have to fight armies of putties and armies of other like Rangers.
Yeah.
And then Tommy's like, okay, if I'm going to be the leader, I need to start taking like responsibility and leadership roles. And so he gives them his power of the morphing grid. So they transform to their like respective Power Ranger outfits, but they're all green.
Oh, damn. That
looks so it's awesome. Super dope. The show, and now the show is starting to get into, I mean, not the show, the books. I think I've already gotten to the point, but they just passed this arc where they're going to the Mighty Morphin Psycho Rangers.
And what?
I kind of want to read these.
They're
now,
like chaotic.
Oh, dude, I want to read these so bad.
There are like chaotic looking, like chaotic versions of these Rangers, and it's so dope.
Holy, yeah!
I'm telling you, if there's something that's going to reinvigorate the franchise,
and here's Jason David Frank in the costume.
Yeah, pause this and Google, or don't pause this. Keep listening and Google Lord Draken Power Rangers.
It's so cool.
It's enough to just get you motivated to just read a couple of trades.
Does anybody out there know Jason David Frank?
Anybody? I would love to.
No. Anybody
have him on our show?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to have him on our show. We have reached out to him. Tell him.
Or support us on Patreon so we can take one of his Muay Thai classes.
There you go.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Based in LA?
Yeah.
There you go. I'd like to take the last couple minutes here and go around and say what our favorite Ranger is. Who our favorite Ranger is.
And then favorite non-main character.
Yeah.
What? Non-main character. No, that's not. I'm not going to be able to do that.
I can do it. I can do favorite non. But Tom, you go ahead and start.
Oh. Favorite Rangers? Green Ranger.
Green Ranger all day.
Tommy.
Favorite non-main.
You got me the Funko.
Yeah, I know I did.
Favorite non-main? Probably, I mean, I count them as one person. Bulk and Skull.
That was mine! God
Bulk
damn it!
Bulk and Skull is one character.
It's so dumb. And they remind me of people I work with that.
All right, now I got to change mine. So, Josh, you go.
Mine's going to be the White Ranger.
White Ranger?
It's definitely going to be
the Tiger with the Saba?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely going to be the White Ranger. Just that whole, you know, when we started talking about making this episode, and I started rewatching it, I started getting like reminded of things. And it was like watching the iterations of the Zords and like when it came to be like the Thunder Zords or whatever.
Yeah,
and the White Ranger would come together like the anyway, White Ranger is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Like all day, every day. Non-main.
Yeah.
Is his name Ernie that runs the
juice? That was my next one. You son of a bitch.
The juice bar guy.
Yeah, it's Ernie.
That's dope.
You're
that
welcome.
Was my next one. God damn it.
So he was just always there to serve juice. And he was always so like, hey guys, well, I don't know. Have you seen Jason?
He's just like Wilson, the neighbor Wilson.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
kind of just a good guy.
For me, I would say, I think I have to say Green Ranger too.
Yeah.
With okay.
The Godzilla.
That's what they meant.
Godzilla Zord.
Godzilla Zord. Non-main character. Jeez. I think I like Alpha 5. Can I pick him?
Yeah.
No, I think it's the one of the bad guys with Rita.
The one with the glasses?
The Finch? One with the glasses that can like make shit.
Finch.
God damn it! I was just looking up his name. Finster. You guys fucking suck.
You can pick the same one.
No, I don't want to.
This for
Corey doesn't get
sake.
One.
Variety's
I don't
sake.
Have one.
His is Scorpina.
Yeah.
Who's Scorpina. Lord Zed?
Lord Zed was badass. I just
main,
have to say.
He's main.
He's main, yeah.
He was badass.
Then Goldar.
Yeah, that was going to be my next one.
But he's,
I got it for you.
I
but
know.
Isn't he main?
He's main, technically.
He's the first villain. He's the
favorite
absolute.
Ranger, Corey.
He's, you know, no, Corey's favorite red, non-main actually. Character is the putty with the hand that's the rock.
Actually, it's probably the eyeball monster.
Ah.
I had a toy of that. I loved it. It shot eyes out of its chest like boobs. And they were attached to strings. If anyone had this toy, you'll remember you could pull the strings back and then shoot it.
Yes.
Oh, I think I might have had that, actually.
That's my favorite non-main because I had that toy. Actually, my favorite ranger was Jason.
That's
rock. And then became the White Ranger afterwards. But Jason has a special place in my heart. Forever.
Jason, I mean, he was the leader.
Yeah.
Who the fuck makes your leader the not leader in like 20 episodes? It's like, hey, by the way, he's not going to be leader anymore. It's like, whoa.
Well, because fans liked Tommy too much. They were actually, he was supposed to stop after Green.
He wasn't
the,
even, I think that's so amazing that Jason David Frank is so in the Power Rangers universe when he was meant to be just like, just hardly in it.
So he was so popular with fans that they made him the lead. But Jason... Awesome. And not any of the other ones. Jason specifically is my favorite Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Once Jason leaves, Tommy all day, White Ranger.
All day.
With Saba, dude. Nice. I just noticed too, Saba and Saban. That's interesting.
Just want to let all the fans, let everyone at home playing. We went specifically with Mighty Morphin. Because we cannot possibly go through all of the series in a good
hour.
They
had Zords that were cars.
Turbo. They had Zords that were not wearing hockey pads.
Oh my God. Why'd you set them up?
I lobbed it. Like,
yeah,
it was
you did.
Just like, I didn't even see it coming.
There was Cars, there's Turbo. That was the second movie. By
there was one that was like a pirate ship.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that was the one I could jump off.
We
so
can't,
many.
We can't go through all of
let
the Power Rangers.
Let us know who your favorite ranger is. Where can they let us know? Of Mighty Morphin, yeah.
Mighty Morphin. All of our social media stuff is on our website, nerdonthepodcast.com. You can find all of our screen names and following information.
We got Patreon. We got t-shirts. We
got
new
we got
stuff coming. Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
If you want to know in the know about what merch is coming, Patreon.
Patreon it up. But yeah, nerdonthepodcast.com has all the information, has our information. Go to the About page, click on each host, and you'll find our infos.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
I think that is everything.
That was good.
Yeah.
I love
felt
the Power
good
Rangers.
To talk about that. Yeah. I know. I have to go buy the rest of the Funko Pops now.
Everybody at home, as always,
nerd on. Ending broadcast.